Now, I mentioned bail laws a moment ago, and I came across a story in the Herald Sun this morning which just angers me. It concerns a young person. I think he's a teenager, but they haven't released his actual age. But he's underage, and he's been charged with a variety of offences, mainly related to stealing cars and joyriding and speeding and various things like this. Now, he's a menace on the roads. He's hasn't killed anybody yet, but he's had serious crashes with other motorists. Anyway, the reason I bring this up is he has been let out on bail 8 times in a row. 8 times. Now, the police keep opposing bail for him, but for some reason, the courts keep letting him out. Now we're going to speak to an expert later on in the program today. How does our bail system actually work? How can you keep reoffending? In this case, he's offended 8 times in a row and get bail 8 times in a row. Surely after the third or the fifth time when he's reoffended while out on bail, some judge has to look at him and say, well, this kid is going to keep offending, therefore he has to go to youth detention. And surely society needs to be protected against people who obviously cannot control their own actions. 1-3-6-9-3, mornings at 3aw.com.au. But our bail system is broken. It is broken beyond repair. There's another young criminal I've read about. Again, his identity gets suppressed because he's underage. He's been out on bail 10 times, apparently. Our bail system is broken. And I'm sick of it, and I'm guessing most of you are sick of it too. Anyway, we'll speak to an expert about this later on in the program. But the bail system is broken, and I think there's actually a lot of votes for whichever political party in Victoria decides to fix it.